Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read an article to you from the Christian Womanhood magazine, the May issue. The theme is Remember, by Bethany Furan, missionary to Ireland. From human perspective, transitions aren't desirable. Instead, they are often marked by pain, discomfort, awkwardness, false starts, and conflict. Transitions can feel like a pointless season sandwiched between the good old days and life's next good thing. But we must get from point A to point B, and the in-between is where God does some of his best work of making us more like Christ. That's by an unknown. Our life is filled with constant changes on a continual basis. We are accustomed to some changes, such as changing our hairstyle, our outfit, our fingernail polish color, our breakfast menu, or our coffee order at our coffee shop. But the big changes that catch us by surprise or involve major surrender on our part tend to affect us in ways we never could imagine. Change tends to bring the worst out of us that we did not know was there. Change can be tiresome, humbling, heartbreaking, numbing, or just downright tragic. All this being said, we cannot escape changes in our life. If we cannot escape change, how do we get from point A to point B and let God work in our lives through the process? First of all, we must know that God is unchanging. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." The fact that God is immutable has always been my favorite attribute of his because I find it so magnificent. I find it to be so magnificent because I know how frequently my emotions can change, but God never changes. Mind-blowing, right? We can find such great comfort and hope knowing that our God does not change. He will be our constant friend and help through the times of transition. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. He is our anchor to hold us fast when we feel like we may wander astray in the midst of change. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hebrews 6:19. Do not forget that in whatever changes you are going through, good or bad, God never changes. Secondly, we must find our true contentment in Christ during seasons of change. The word change means to cause, to turn, or pass from one state to another. Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Paul went through constant change in his life. I would say his changes were not all rainbows and butterflies, if you know what I mean. Paul endured many hard changes in his life, but he chose and learned contentment in Christ through the changes. We cannot allow ourselves to turn to other things or people for sufficiency. Only Christ will truly satisfy our deepest longings in time of change and times where life is steady. Lastly, we cannot allow fear to keep us from making changes in our life. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. In this chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses is telling the children of Israel that he will not be going with them any further. Their leader for all these years will not go with them into the promised land. Now, the loss of their leader is something to get fearful about, but Moses charges them not to be afraid because God already had a plan in place. But if the children of Israel would have given in to their fear of crossing over the Jordan, they would never have gotten to the promised land. Change is a fearful thing, but God is greater and stronger than our fears. God has great things in store for us, and most of the time, those things involve change on our part. The changes that God allows in our life can always produce good in our life, but how we respond to these changes makes the difference. Will we live in the fact of knowing God is unchanging? Will we find our complete sufficiency in Christ? Will we allow God's strength and courage within us to move us to the change he wants in us? Trust me, God knows what you are going through. God wants to be with you, helping you navigate from point A to point B, and he wants to change you for his glory in the in-between. Boy, isn't that a comfort to you that God wants to be with you when you're going through change? And remember, He's always there for you and wants to take care of you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.